This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump is denying that he asked the nation's top law enforcement official to publicly clear him of wrongdoing with Ukraine. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Washington Post first reported the president asked Attorney General William Barr to hold a news conference and declare he broke no laws on a July call with Ukraine's leader. The report says the request was made around the time the White House released a rough transcript of the call in which the president pressed Ukraine to investigate Democrats. The Post reports Barr declined the request. The president tweets the story is totally untrue. It comes as Democrats prepare for the next major stage in the impeachment probe, public hearings starting next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran is alleging the UN inspector it blocked from a nuclear site last week tested positive for suspected traces of explosive nitrates. The allegation comes as Iran injected uranium gas into centrifuges at its underground Fodor nuclear complex early Thursday, taking its most significant step away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. China's Commerce Ministry says China and the United States have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionately. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these rolled back as part of a big trade agreement. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For more on this story or any of today's top news stories, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is threatening to deepen military ties with Moscow unless the United States lifts its embargo on the sale of a key fighter jet. The warning comes a week before Erdogan and President Donald Trump are scheduled to meet. British police say they have formally ID'd all 39 Vietnamese victims found dead in a container truck in southeastern Britain on October 23rd. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Chinese court jailed 9 people on Thursday on charges of smuggling the highly addictive opioid fentanyl into the United States, in the first such case that Washington and Beijing have worked on together. What started with a tip-off to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in 2017 ultimately led Chinese investigators to a warehouse where they say the fentanyl was being produced. The smuggling ring was moving fentanyl and other opioids to the U.S. via a courier, an official said. One of the convicted members was given a suspended death sentence, which in practice is normally commuted to a life in jail, and 2 got life sentences.
AP's Crystal Larson reports gunmen have attacked a large group of workers near a mine in Burkina Faso.
The authorities have been working with the Vietnamese police.
A convoy of employees working for a Canadian-owned gold mining company was traveling in eastern Burkina Faso when unknown gunmen opened fire, killing dozens of people according to a provisional toll. The gunmen not only riddled the vehicles with bullet holes, but they completely shattered the windows of the vehicles.
That was AP's Krista Larson reporting. The U.S. presidential election is a year away. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is trying to energize voters. AP's Matt Small has more.
Michelle Obama, who co-chairs When We All Vote, says a roster of celebrities, including Selena Gomez and Kerry Washington, have also signed on as co-chairs of the national nonpartisan group that aims to boost voter participation in every election. The organization, which began last year, already counts stars like Lin-Manuel Miranda and Tom Hanks as co-chairs. I'm Matt Small.
And getting back to that story on the IDing of 39 Vietnamese victims found in a container truck in southeast Britain, here's AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The authorities have been working with the Vietnamese police and the British coroner to identify the bodies and have now notified the victims' families in the apparent people smuggling tragedy. Assistant Chief Constable Tim Smith says it's an important step in the probe and enables police to work with the Vietnamese colleagues to support the families of those victims. DNA samples have been taken from families in Vietnam who suspected their missing relatives may have been on that truck. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.